It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We jump in and dive deep into the things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Good morning to our listeners.
And what are we going to cover today?
So this morning, I'm happy to be here, and we're sharing the top five essential tips that every homeowner should do before they get their home listed for sale on the market.
Now, I know a lot of times people feel overwhelmed. What are some of those essential steps before they put the sign up and get things moving?
Yeah, definitely it's an overwhelming process for a lot of homeowners, but I'm here to help simplify the process. So these five crucial things that homeowners should consider before they put their house on the market. The first one is consider a pre-sale home inspection. So this is incredibly valuable because an inspector can pinpoint trouble areas that might concern buyers. So by knowing these issues up front, you can make repairs before your open houses begin, which will save you time and potential price negotiations later on. And it can also help you from losing a sale because of a bad inspection report.
Yeah, if you spend a little bit of money now, you might be able to make more later. That makes a lot of sense. What's next?
Yeah, so the second item is to organize and clean your home. So decluttering is key here. Pack away those rarely used items and give your space a fresh, inviting look. So a clean home allows prospective buyers to envision themselves living here. So if getting it started is overwhelming, there are professional organizers out there that can help you get started and make this task easier for you.
Maybe I should just contemplate that I'm going to put my house on the market eventually and start decluttering now.
That's a great process. I've done that a few times. I found a few houses that I thought I was going to buy, and then I came home and started decluttering, and Brad goes, what's going on?
Yeah, boy. So what's the next step that you would like to share?
So the third step is enhancing the interior lighting. So brighten up your home by opening curtains, replacing those old light bulbs with energy-efficient ones, and adding tasteful lighting fixtures. So a well-lit home feels more spacious and welcoming.
Yeah, I've been actually working on that a little bit myself. What about number four?
Yeah, number four, I suggest neutralizing your decor. So consider painting walls in a neutral tone that appeals to a broader audience. And this helps buyers see the potential of the space without being distracted by bold colors or personal styles.
Now, I know I've seen some before in, you know, online where you see a very, maybe very pink bedroom, very clear that you've got a young girl there. Well, that's great. But if you don't have any kids, you probably don't want a pink bedroom.
And some, you know, some home buyers are more than willing to paint. But a lot of home buyers are looking for that turnkey where they can just, I mean, moving's a lot of work. So if they can just move in and start living, that's the ideal situation.
Yeah, good idea. What's the final tip there?
So finally, spruce up the curb appeal. So walk outside to the front of your home, close your eyes, and then pretend that you're a prospective buyer seeing the property for the first time. As you approach the front door, what is your impression of the property? Does the lawn and bushes look neatly manicured? Is the address clearly visible? So what do you see framing the entrance of your house, if anything, and is the walkway free of cracks and impediments? So making a good first impression outdoors is just as important as indoors.
Boy, you've just given some people a lot of work this weekend. great insights there. Let's talk about the local market this week.
Yeah, so I've loved the activity we're seeing for January. So looking at the last 7 days from January 24th to January 30th, we had zero coming soon listings. We only had three for the last 4 weeks. New listings jumped up to 37 this week, up from 28 the prior week. And so for the last 4 weeks, we saw 146 new listings come on the market, back on the market. We had 16 listings come back on the market this week. Zero bumpable sales negotiated for a total of four for the last 4 weeks. No short sale pending, zero for the entire month. Price changes. We had 33 price changes, so that was pretty consistent from the previous week for a total of 156 price changes in the last 4 weeks. And pending sales, this number is outpacing all of these other numbers that we're talking about for the last 4 weeks. We had 51 for the last 7 days. That's up from 45. I mean, that's a huge indicator of how active this market is. The last 4 weeks, we saw 167 pendings. Sold properties also took a jump. It almost doubled. We're at 29 solds for the last 7 days, up from 15 in the prior week. So 74 closings in the last 4 weeks. And I just want to point out a gauge of how active this market is. When we have 167 properties going pending and only 146 new listings coming on, it's telling us that our inventory is getting eaten up and that the market is very active.
Which means if you've been contemplating putting a house on the market, this could be a good time.
It could be a good time because the buyers are very active right now.
All right, let's talk about some of the listings we see out there.
Yeah, so if you are looking for a project, I know it doesn't sound like Kyle is, but
no.
There's a nice 5-acre parcel at 1720 Churchill Drive. This is out exit 146, so the Rice Valley area. This is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1,400 square feet on 5 acres. It's listed as a fixer for only $315,000. It also has a 16x24 garage or shop.
And sometimes people ask me about properties out in Elkton. I see you've got one of those today.
Yeah, so this is a really cute house at 575 C Street in Elkton, Oregon. Almost a quarter of an acre. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, just over 1,100 square feet. Been completely updated. Just a gorgeous little house for $345,000. This is turnkey, move-in ready.
I see one here, and I looked at it, and then I looked at it again, and I said, wait a second, I know what that is.
Yeah, so this is cool. This is the Melrose Grange. It is for sale. So if you're looking for a little commercial building that's a gem, and you could have an event venue here, you could rent it out, this would be great for the locals. We need a lot more event venues. So this is it. It's got a full kitchen, 2 bathrooms, lots of storage. It's got some parking on 0.46 of an acre. So get your chance to own a piece of Melrose history. This is listed for $350,000.
Yeah, and this was built like around 1950, so it goes back a ways.
Yeah, I love these granges.
Yeah, so let's see. What else do we have here?
Spirit Lane. This is off Old Melrose Road. This is a nice, comfortable size 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,536 square foot home on 2 acres with a detached garage. It's listed for $525,000.
And of course, that's a ways out. A lot of people like a little bit of space out there.
Yeah, it's very private. You're kind of nestled in and amongst the fir trees.
Yeah, but just 2 acres, so you don't have a lot of your own property to take care of.
Right, exactly right.
Now, what if you are looking not so much at a house, but at some acreage?
Yeah, so we're moving on to some of these sold properties now. This is interesting. I did not know that you could get 5 acres for only $30,000. So
wow.
This, if you were looking for 5 acres, you missed out on this one. But this was in Myrtle Creek at the end of Rice Street. So kind of in the middle of large ranches. I mean, it just could be a very nice recreation property for someone. And I think the people that bought it are planning to build a house on it.
Now I see another fixer opportunity here.
Yeah, so this is, I can't wait for this one to come back on the market after it's been completely remodeled. So this was 1804 Wild River Drive. It was a fixer-upper, 1.21 acres on the North Umpqua River. This sold for $191,500, but it is going to be very nice when it gets done. We do know the person that bought it, and they do a really good job with their flips.
All right, less than a minute left here. Let's talk about open houses this weekend.
Yes, so there's two of them today, 369 Upper Camp Loop and Glide. This is $810,000. This is a gem, 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. The open house is today from 11 to 1. And we've got 436 Backwater Loop today in Sutherland. Check out that gated community, 2 to 4. And then there's 9 others this Saturday.
Wow. So you're going to have folks out busy all weekend long. Where do people find out more about the open houses?
Yeah, definitely. You can always go to marygilbert.com online to check out our open houses and any others that are for sale. Or you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 for more information.
Yeah, and definitely a good weekend to get out there with all these open houses and with more mild weather.
Exactly. Check out the open houses. It's nice and warm outside compared to what we've experienced the last 2 weeks.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It is 9 o'clock.